Malach hamamun ala shokai soritz. The Malach that takes care of rain comes down for this world. Mamtir ha-shemayim, mimal v'yalatoyim. V'mitachas v'koyrolohem, shenem matoyim l'dhoim, koyro. Says Malach, the noise that he makes when he has to take care of making the rain come down, also that voice goes from one side to the other side. So the Gemara though, uboyi rabbonin rachmei an neshomo, that b'shor sheyotze min aguf, ubatlua. The rabbonin were mispalo, that b'shas the neshomo leave the person, there shouldn't be so much koyless. And batlu, the chom had a koyless from a battle, that koyless. That's why now we don't hear koyless when the neshomo leaves the guf. But really it's a tremendous sar then, that really there should be koyless, mamish going from that you can hear very far away. But the rabbonin were mivatlet. Right. The mivatlet posh just means that the person can't scream then, but the pain is still there. Tanya kavosed Rabbi Sheila. Hayoit fele derech. If somebody is going on the road, koydem kriyas agever. In other words, he leaves by night before it comes in the morning, before the vekka wakes them up. Is dom eberoshay. Like the Mechayev Misa, it's not a good thing to do. Drashi, Dama Bereshe means Oven Moisoi Aroshoi, Moto Shuheim Esatzmoi, because you're going by Yisrash before said, Ayetzi Yechid Laderech, Dama Bereshe of Nein Hamazikin, there's a Shash to Mazikim will come and harm you at night time. So if you go out at night time by yourself, it's like you're putting your head to the Misa. So Sakona, don't go yourself alone at night. Rabbi Yashi Oimer, Ad Sheyishna, you have to wait until the Kriyas Agever happened two times. Till he screamed twice to wake them up. V'yeshem, some say, Achi Yashlish. You have to wait until three times. U'v'yeza Tanagol, so Mashma, oh, this is the riot's Reb Shela. They're talking about now the Kriyas Agever in the morning. And you have to wait till you hear it two or three times. Now, what's called the Kriyas Agever? Here the Brisa says, U'v'yeza Tanagol Amru, on what type of a rooster are we talking about? For Tanagol Benini, a medium-sized rooster. So you see clearly here, like Reb Shela, what is called Kriya Sagever is called the Kriya of a Tanagol. There wasn't a person, it was a rooster that used to make noise. So here it says, don't go out by night until you hear two or three times the rooster calling. So this is a riot to Rav Shela. Omrav Yudom Arav, Bishor Shay Yisrael Oilin the Regal. The Bashat Klaisel used to go to the Regal. Oim Dim Tzafufim. They used to stand up one next to another. The Rosh of Nidochim, they were squashed one next to another. Umishtachavim Ravachim. When they came down to bow down to make a shtachavah, there was plenty of room there. They had plenty of room. Came roomy. This is one of the nisim that happened in the Beis Hamikdash. The nimshachim achas asor amo achur beis hakaparis, and they were nimshach. They were even in that 11 amis in back of the kodesh hakadoshim between there and the chayyot. There's 11 amis there. That's where the yidden used to be also in the Beis Hamikdash. For the gemara, my comment. What does it mean to say they were there? Hochi comer. Afal pisha nimshachim achas asor amo. It means to say, even though the Beis Hamikdash was so crowded that mamash they were pushed together, and they even filled up those 11 amis in back of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that's how many Yidden were in the Beis Hamikdash, that mamash even in the back of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it was also squashed there. Still, kishein mishtachavin, when they came to bow down to make hishtachavoya, is mishtachavin revochim. There was plenty of room to make the shtachva to bow down. This was one of the 10 nisim that took place in the Beis Hamikdash. So Rashi says, "Mishtachavim revochim, u'geshe mishtachavim v'noiflim nasalem nes." A big nes happened. V'yamokim machiv. The place spread out. Hachiyesh b'neim arba amis. There was mamish dalad amis in between one person and the next one. When they were mishtachva, they're bowing down, that's when they said vidui. So melo, that one person should not hear the way the next person is saying vidui, and should not be embarrassed. That's why Hashem made this nest. To have a shas, they bowed down, everybody had their own dalad amis, it became plenty of room. Rashi says, Nimshochim, achas asor ama achur beis hakaparis, Nimshochim mitoich doichkon. And since they're so squashed together, or mispazrin apnei oira kol yud alafama shemakim drisus ragli Yisrael, they already filled up all Ezras Yisrael. The tzafon l'dorim from amish from north to south, that the whole Ezras Yisrael was full already. The yotzim imakim drisus ragleim nechnasim derech beisachlifos. They incid yehechel koisli azora the tzafon l'dorim umisham nechnasim lemariv beyachas asorama sheish aver achur beisakaporis. and then even though the Yisrael by faith can't go into Ezra's Kahanim, they can't go into the Azara, but they used to go through the sides to the back of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that there you're allowed to walk those 11 Amos. Ad Kaisam Aravi, up until the Kaisam Aravi, Shel Azara, Kanam Sechtamidus, Firminan Loliel Bepirkin. So that's how squashed it was at any place that Yisrael could go. It was Mama squashed, they were there. Still, the Nes happened, that was plenty room. Trashi, my comma, Meyachas Shemishtachim Revochim, Venisravach Amokim Adea Nes, Ato Maskiko Limshok Aspashin Achur Beskvers, like was one after the other. As Mashmir, since they had a Nes that was spread out, that's where they had to go to the Yud Aleph Amis. Tomorrow says Nahokim comma, Haivanim Shachim Achurei Areshiko, it's going before that, before the Nes happened. That before the Nes happened, when they bowed down, they were so squashed that they even had to go from those 11 Amis in back of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, they told the Achayim. There was 11 Amis there, those 11 Amis were also filled up. And the Nes happened, that B'Shas they made, they stopped. So Mara said about Ze Echad Me'asara Nisim Shenasa B'Migdish. This was one of the 10 Nisim that happened in the Beis HaMikdash. It's not, we learned like this. Asara Nisim Nasa B'Beis HaMikdash. There were 10 Nisim that happened in the Beis HaMikdash. One was Lo Yepila Isha Mereach Basra Hegdish. It never happened that a pregnant Isha would smell the smell of the burning of Basar, of the Karbonis, and she should be mapil. Trash Lo Yepila Isha Ubro Shenesava Lecho Mibasar Atzli Kishmal Reach. A mola could happen to a pregnant Isha when she smells Gishmaka roasting meat. She has a type if she wants to eat the meat. But if she doesn't get to eat the meat, she could be mapil. Here by Kotchim also, it's also for Tidit, it's Hegdish. So her may be the Chash, that if she'll smell it and want to eat it, and she won't eat it, she'll be Mapil. That was an essence, never happened. Anisha was never Mapil from the fact that she smelled the smell of the roasting meat, and she wanted to eat it, and she couldn't eat it. It never happened because of that she was Mapil. The meat of the Karbonis never got spoiled. Never Masriach. For Loi Niril Zavuva Beisamet V'chayim. The son, in the place where he used to shecht and work with the animals there in the Beis HaMikdash, he never found a zvuv, a fly there. Even though you go to Shlach to see how many flies there are, in the Beis HaMikdash you never found a fly. Shrashi Beis HaMikdashayim, Shel Azor, in the Azor itself, where they used to shecht the animals and then the tabos we had before, a lot of rings there where they put the heads in there, and the shechonis used to wash off it, the rooms, there was never a zvuv found there. La'ira Keri L'Kohen Gadol Yom Kippurim, and it never happened that Kohen Gadol saw Keri on Yom Kippur. So even though this was a nest, but still, like the Mishnah before, we always tried our best to make sure it shouldn't happen anyway. And we made sure he didn't eat food, he didn't eat the wrong foods, and he was up the whole night. Even though the Maisa was a nest, it never happened. For the Nimtza P'sul B'Oimer V'Shtei Lechem, he never found out a P'sul, that's Oimer, the Korban Oimer, that Mincha came P'sul of V'Shtei Lechem of Lechem upon him. They never found any time from lechem aponim or shtei lechem. There should be a psul. Rashi vanim so psul b'yomer. Shem yira by psul ein achar lahavi tachtov. Shu niksa b'layla mitzvah yomtiv. Because if it would have become psul the yomer, they'd be finished. Because you have to make the ktsira cutting the yomer, cutting the wheat before that, the night before. V'yein mar bin liktzer, you can't do too much. Elik fi yashia shul yisarn, only shiov nisarn. So mela, that was a nest that never had a push off the minchas yomer. It was always kosher. V'chein shtei alechem nefer meir v'yomtiv v'inafi yosem doichi yomtiv. The same thing on Shavuos. If it would have come out that on Shavuos it'd be posel, would be finished because you're not allowed to bake the challahs on yomtiv. You have to bake it erev yomtiv. V'yem yivsol lo yofu acheres b'yomtiv. You're not allowed to bake another one. V'chein lechem aponim shenefer meir Shabbos v'yem yivsol en chiluf v'yashur chulayim adreikon as Shabbos abo. So it wouldn't be nice. That was a nest. That whenever they made the shtei lechem and lechem upon him, it never came out of psul. It was never found to be possible. Right, in this nest we just had, oim dim tzafufim, they were standing, the other people went to the regal in the Beis HaMikdash, they were standing squashed one next to another, or mishtachim revochim, when it came to bow down to say vidui, when this happened, there was plenty of room there, everybody had their own daladamas. V'loi hezik nochosh v'akrav Yerushalayim yirlam, and the snake or the akrav never hurt anybody in Yerushalayim. V'loi yomar odom lechaveroi, when people used to go to Eilu Regal, nobody ever said, "Oi, it's too tsar, it's too cramped for me to go to Eilu Regal." Everybody had enough space to live in Yerushalayim. Pesach, Frederik Mar Kasha, Pesach b'Migdash. We start off saying 10 Nisim that happened in the Beis HaMikdash. V'sayim Yerushalayim. The last two things that would happen in Yerushalayim, that the snake didn't bite anybody in Yerushalayim, and people never said it was Tali Amokim, it was too crowded in Yerushalayim. Now the Gemara, Ika Tate Achronas, it's not true. We want to count not really 10 things in the Beis Hamikdash. I says these last two, and he adds another two things. But this is not part of the 10. I wears the 10 nisim that happened in the Beis Hamikdash. Ika Tate Achronas of the Hamikdash. There's another two things also that happened in the Beis Hamikdash. Tatanya, May Oilam Loikovu Gishomim Eish Shalatsim Arochim. It never happened that rain never put out the fire that was on the Atzim Arochim, on burning on top of the Mizbeach. The Oshin al Arocha, who had in the smoke that came up from the Marocha, from the Mizbeach, Afilu Kola Rucha Shabarlam Boyus, Umanash Rabois, Boy Ein Mazizos Oisoi Mimkoimoi. That smoke used to go straight up. No matter how many winds came and never pushed the smoke one way or the other way, the smoke always went straight up. This was another two nisim after the Beis Hamikdash. Therefore, we have 10 in the Beis Hamikdash. For the Gemara, the Sulek is the truth, there's no more nisim. For Tanya, we learned. Rabbi Shmaya Vikalnboy. Shivrei Klicheris. Anytime you used to break a Klicheris in the Beis Hamikdash, when it became possible that you couldn't use it anymore, if they cooked the Korban Chatas in the Klicheris, so afterwards it became nicer, you can't use it anymore, so you have to break it. So what do? They used to throw it someplace. It is Nivloyim Bim Kaiman. It was always Nivla be swallowed up in the plate. Didn't have to worry about cleaning it up. Wherever they broke it, it went on the ground, right there, it was swallowed up. The Yomer Abaya, Mayroa V'noitza, from the Oifois, that they threw away the Mayroa and the Noitza and the wings and the feathers, V'dishim Mizbeach Avnimi. When they made the Truma Sadeshen, V'dishim HaMenorah, when they're cleaning out the Menorah, when they put the ashes, was Nivloyim Bim Kaiman. They used to put it down, and in that spot where they put it down, it used to be swallowed up. So the Chur, it's an S. So why is this included? We should have more Nisim. Have the Gemara Psulei Tlosehevi. The three Psulim we had before, the Lechem Aponim, and the Oimer, and the Shtei Lechem, Chashvinu Bechad. Make it only like one. Semela Apik Trei V'yalu Trei. Take out two and put them these two. For the Gemara Yochi, if that's true, that you don't say over the same type of Nisim, Yochi Bluyim Nami Trei Hevi. We just got finished saying two types of Nisim, things that are swallowed up in its own place. Blunami Trehevi Khashvinin. Trehevi. And the Gemara Nechnami Khashvinu Bechad and Nechnami. These last two things that we said that are swallowed up in its place, those nisim is all like one nace. Abazai for the Gemara Khoshulhu. Abazai if you count this as one, and all the psulim as one, so we're missing a few more. And the Gemara Ikanami Achriti, there's another nisim, another nace that was said happened in the Beis Hamikdash. The Yom Yerushalayim ben Levi. Nace Godel Hoya Nasa. Belechem Aponim. With the lechem upon they made every Shabbos, that they put the 12 challahs on the Shulchan, that silukai kisidurai. The same way when they put it in fresh on this Shabbos, when they took it off the next Shabbos, it was just as fresh. Shenem of the Pasuk says, losum lechem chayim, b'yayim hilkochoy. That the same way you took it, the same way you put it in, that was the way you took it out. So that was another nest that happened in the Beis Hamikdash. For the Mar of Esu Lekin, there's nothing more. The Yom Rab Levi, this we had over from our fathers, told us, we have a seinu, that Mokim Oren, the place of the Oren in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, ain't a min amida. That's not from the Mida of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. In other words, it was a nest of Bechal, the Oren got in there. Shrashi, Mokim Oren, ain't a min amida. Ain't a toifis, lamayit mimida sachlal, shobayit klum. The Tanya, Oren, Shosu Moshe, yesh le eser amas, avi le choruach, tishanitim biyemtsa beis hakaporis. That the whole thing was on 20 by 20, and the Mokum Oren didn't take up any space in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So that was a ness. Vaitam, V'yama Rav Noi, Omar Shmuel, Kruvim, also B'nai Soyoimdim. There's also a nest that happened by the Kruvim. Drashi, Gufei HaKruvim, the wings of the Kruvim, Shosu Shloimoi, Oimdim Be'oritz, Eitzel Oren Echad B'tzofim, Deyecha B'dorim, Ochenafeyim Esrimama, Prushois Mikir Okir, Knesiv Knaf HaKruv Chomishamis, Nimtsu Sakonafeyim Achzikas Kol Achlau, Nimtsu Uvei HaGuf, Eino Menamida. Hey, if the wings took up the whole space, so how do you have place for the Guf of it to get there? Helemai, there's also a nest that the Kruvim fit into the Kodesh HaKadoshim was a nest there. So Kruvim, there are two more Nisim in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Have the Gemara, Nisid Debroi Kochoshim. We're talking about the Nisim that happen outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Or the Nisid Degavoi Lo Kochoshim. We're not talking about what happens inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Trashi Debroi Mibachutz Biazor, Nisim Yeduyim Lakoil. That's what we're talking about. But not what happened inside. We're only talking about nisim that happened outside. Nisim de broye kachoshim. Nisim that happened outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim that people see, that we're talking about. Of the nisim de gavoy, the nisim that happened inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that nobody sees it, only the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, loy kachoshim. For the Gemara Yehochi, if that's true, lechem aponim nami, nisim de gavoy hu. And the Gemara, it's also nisim that happened inside the Churitz in the Kodesh. And the Gemara, so Luchur in the Kodesh also, not all the Yisrael were able to go there to see it. And the Gemara, lechem aponim, nisi de broyhu. No, the lechem aponim was also nothing that happened outside. The whole Klal Yisrael used to see the lechem aponim. The Yomer Resh Lakish, my dechsev, what does the Pasuk say? Al ha-shulchan ha-tohor. For the Gemara, tor mechlal shu-tomei. As mashma the shulchan is tor, mashma sometimes it could become tomei. What does that mean? That kliyet so'os l'nachasu. The whole kliyet so'os l'nachas ain't a makabal tumma. Trashi osla nachas. Shein mitalto. Something a kli that you don't move around. O kliyet linya tumma hukash the sack. Or a kli, a keli made out of wood, has the same malach like a sack, a sack. Shinema mikol kliyet soy beged. Oy sack. Now mas sack mitalto molivarekin, just like a regular sack. You can move it around when it's full and when it's empty. Af kliyet, that's what type of a kliyet, a wooden kli. Is makabel tuma only if you can move it around molei b'reikim when it's full or when it's empty. V'yaf agav the shulchan mitzupa b'zov, even though the shulchan has gold on top of it, of a bottle tzipa legabei, it's bottled to the ikur of the shulchan. The ikur of the shulchan was wood. K'damina b'shloi chagiga. Shani shulchan akari rachim on eitz. The Torah called it on eitz. So we have a kashya, the pasuk is mashmo, that the shulchan should be tor. Mashmo, the shulchan could become tomei. We have a kasha, how could the shulchan become tamei? The klal by kli eitzes, it has to be something that you can move around. His kli eitz osel nachas. If it was made only to leave it in one place,